Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Kind of figured this would be the kind of series, Terry, on paper, matched up as low-scoring, well-pitched games. You win 3-2, you lose 2-1, and both guys last night looked like they might not give up a run all night long, and we have seen this all month long.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It almost like who makes a mistake? You know, Danny made a mistake, and Aoki hit the triple down the right field line for two runs. Walker makes his mistake. We hit the ball down the line. Kip comes up and looks like he hits the ball off the left field wall, and it gets caught for a sacrifice fly, and that was the difference between one and two runs, and that held up. Both guys pitched really well. Their guy did a great job. I thought Danny did a very good job. We couldn't push that other run across. You know, I told Millsy in about the fourth inning, I was like, let's just get this game tied. It's one of those games where you could tell he had good stuff, and you'd like to play with the game tied and then take your chances.
Terry, do you read much into what your offense has done or not done up to this point of the season?
Well, I mean, you don't get too caught up in what guys' batting averages are. What I care ultimately about is how many runs we're scoring. And I think, you know, we know that we're probably not going to be that type of team that goes out every day and just throws up 8-9 runs. You know, we need to, when we have opportunities, we need to make the most out of it. You know, we need to get our bunts down, you know, things like that. We need to run the bases well. We know that, and that's okay. That's the type of team we need to be. I know there's a lot of teams out there who would like to trade for our pitching. So, you know, we just need to understand where we are and who we are, and then do what we do more often.
You've also been a guy, it doesn't matter in regards to off days, you look out for your guys as far as certain days off, like today, Yan Gomes not catching, Mike Napoli getting a day off as well.
You know, we need to get Roberto in there. He sat too much. He was supposed to play there today in Chicago, and we had weather. And then with all the off days, it just didn't make sense to sit Gomer, but you also want to get Roberto in there. Knapp, I thought, you know, with his quick turnaround, I thought it was a really good day for him. Plus, we may be sitting here with weather. So give him a chance to just know when he wakes up, he's not in the lineup. I think that can do guys some good. We'll put Ramirez at third, and then we'll DH Bird. So we're trying to kind of keep guys productive, but then knowing the guys that have got some age on them, try to play it where, you know, you get the most out of them and try not to go too far.
Tito, you mentioned they wake up in the morning and know they have the day off. Do you let these guys know that ahead of time? And if so, how come?
I think it makes sense. You know, everybody does it different. I always felt like, if the player knows the night before, one, if he's a regular and he knows he has a day off, he can go home and kind of let the air out. I think that really, when you're playing that day, you wake up and you have an edge and you're ready to go. I want guys to be able to relax. The other guys that don't play every day, I want them to know they're playing. I want them to show up and know that, hey, don't come in and, you know, lift weights or run in the morning. You're in the lineup and here's where you're playing. And what we do is, because I talk to the media afterwards, Millsy pops his head, and we go over the lineup, and then he goes around, and he's so good about finding ways to do it, because there's times some guys don't want to hear it, and he'll wait, and he'll find a guy by himself, or he knows how to deliver the message, and I completely trust his judgment, and it works really well.
By the way, Cody Anderson today, he has scuffled here a little bit. Granted, we're talking two starts. Anything in particular?
Well, I thought in Chicago it was really cold, and he had trouble getting the ball down. And then I thought by his own admission, he got beat on his fourth best pitch last time. I'm going to be surprised if he doesn't come out like a bull in a china shop. But I mean that in a good way. He's been kind of frothing at the mouth for this start for about 4 days, so I'm kind of excited to watch this.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Mariners on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.